The Senate Committee Investigating Improper Practices by Labor and Management today continued hearing testimony on the four-year-old Kohler strike in Wisconsin. Most of the testimony concerned alleged violence on one side or the other in the strike. And as the physical violence was discussed, violent words flew back and forth in the committee room. From Washington, Wells Church reports.
A Kohler Company lawyer, Lyman C. Conger, complained on the stand today that Emil Mazie of the UAW International used a kind of language to him after the hearings yesterday which might intimidate some witnesses. The UAW lawyer, Joseph Rao, tried to explain with this explosive result.
Any attempt to intimidate, coerce, or frighten witnesses to keep them from coming before this committee and giving their version of what the truth and the facts are, I shall regard, and I trust the committee will agree with me, as an act in contempt of the United States Senate.
Chairman, Mr. Mazie informs me.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Mott.
I'm not a lawyer, but I think I'm enough of a lawyer to know that this is not testimony. If Mr. Mazie is in the room, he's been charged with something, we don't want to have the lawyer saying Mr. Mazie informed him. Well, this is to be answered. Just a minute. Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Conger admitted that there was a Mr. Conger.
I happen to be chairman of this committee, and I'm going to do my best to keep order.
Thank you. It's about time we found out who was running this committee.
The chair will recognize you at the proper time, but when a member of this committee wishes to speak, the member of this committee will have preference.
The ruckus so roiled Chairman McClellan that he offered this sharp piece of advice for the union and the company.
Chair makes this further observation. You folks want to have a quarrel and fuss at each other and cuss each other out, get out of here to do it. That's all I have to say to you.
Senator Curtis, a Republican member, then complained that the witness section was cluttered up with a lot of people he never saw before. The chairman agreed, tossed all but the interested lawyers out of the section. The next witness was finally called, only to have this happen. The first voice is UAW lawyer Rao, the exasperation, that of the chairman.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
Mr. Mazie has requested that a table be set up equal to the one that was supplied to the company back here. We didn't get a table like the company did there.
Was that set?
Our people sat here. Would it be possible that we could have equal facilities at that table?
Where's the custodian of the building? Get him a table. Let's proceed.